Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
But we'll stick in baseball for a little bit as the Mariners do it again last night. And I would like to shout out number two, the captain of the Yankees, first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the pillars of baseball of my entire life, Derek Jeter, for taking the Toronto Blue Jays to win that series in five games. Congratulations. You are officially incorrect. It's been two games and your pick is over?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Well, I mean, he had to pick the team that beat his Yankees.
Oh, good call. Good call. Transitive property there. I like how A-Rod went homer, though. He took Mariners in seven.
I mean,
Poppy took Blue Jays in seven. Probably because the Yankees beat the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Transitive property again. The Seattle Mariners last night, wild game. I was talking with Luke Anderson before the show. You can catch his show from 2 to 3, the Fan Happy Hour. As he's a big Mariner fan, and I watch games a lot with a good friend of mine who's diehard Mariner, and we were having this conversation going into game one about Bryce Miller and his kind of lackluster performance against Detroit in game four and kind of the hook on him in game one. The thought was the leash on Bryce Miller is going to be real short. Emerson Hancock will go out there, eat up some innings. You assume you lose that game. You move on to game two and go from there. And in fact, the opposite happened. Bryce Miller threw a gem for six innings in game one. And Logan Gilbert went out there on 2 days rest. And he struggled. I mean, Mariners jump out to a quick 3-0 lead. And then that game gets tied 3-3. And Logan is struggling. Some weird,
kind of got shelled.
Some weird errors. And that team can hit. Like, they're in the ALCS for a reason. That team can hit. And Dan Wilson went to what we thought was the game one plan.
Yes.
Hancock in there, settle things down. The amount of confidence Dan Wilson has in his offense versus the amount of confidence Seattle Mariner fans have in their offense is staggering. Dan Wilson is on the table with his guys.
Yep.
Not scared at all. He goes, we will figure this out. And I think that's been some of the biggest fear for Mariner fans is that this offense will fizzle out. And you can make the joke, save some runs from last night, but they are officially closer to a World Series than they've ever been. They won two games in 2001, but they were already down two games when they won those games. This is the closest you've ever been. You are six W's away from a World Series title.
It's crazy to think about. There's two things that stood out in this game. One, did you see the total pitches thrown in this game?
No.
163 for the Mariners, 182 for the Blue Jays.
That bullpen is rough,
I mean,
Toronto.
You had 300-plus pitches in this game?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's staggering that the number for the Mariners is that high and they only scored three runs.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was looking at that. I'm like,
that's a wild stat.
That's
a
weird number, man. Like,
didn't we hit like 800 in that game five, though?
Well,
oh, I don't know what the number is, but I know in game one it was 100.
Yeah.
Game one was 100 from the Mariners.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you got 63 more pitches out of just them last night. And it's just like the other thing that came away with this is. The Triple J's, man. Julio, Jorge, and Naylor, man, like look at what they did last night. You had three RBI.
I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. I doubled it. I don't know why I thought 800 is 400 something.
But yeah,
I was like 800 is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah,
just think about this.
That was 15 innings and seven beers deep.
Yeah, I'm running on Mio Energy Water over here. So
you had six more innings, and you had like 40 more pitches.
So it was like 472 from Friday night.
So you got about 100 more pitches, but in six more innings. That's combined. That's just a lot of pitches last night. And it wasn't like the Blue Jays were all over. But the bats were alive, but there were 16 hits. Like, that's a fair amount of hits, but that's not an ungodly amount of hits between two teams. You know what I mean? It's just, it's very weird. But again, you look at Rodriguez, Polanco, and Naylor. Three RBI apiece for Rodriguez and Polanco, two for Naylor. I mean, that heart of the lineup that was non-existent in Game 5. Remember, they were one of 34 with the one being the one they scratched
Polanco,
across.
Yeah.
And then last night, they just lit it up.
And it's been huge for him because Randy's been bad. Eugenio's been bad. And that Cal through Naylor has been so, so important. And I think the biggest thing going into Seattle for game three tomorrow is that Matt Brash didn't throw last night. Munoz didn't throw last night. You got Bizardo and Vargas pitching quality innings last night, and Emerson Hancock to get that bullpen some rest, because that's what it desperately needs. Now you get Kirby going. Kirby's going on rest. He'll be ready to go, and your bullpen is firing on cylinders. I'm trying to look at this as non-biased as possible. I'm not a Mariner fan, but I did grow up in the Northwest. I watch this team religiously. A ton of my friends are Mariner fans. Mm-hmm. I cannot find a way how they don't win this series.
Yeah.
I don't think this goes back to Toronto. I don't. You have two chances in the next three games, and you're throwing Kirby, Castillo, and then there's a good chance that you're going to throw Bryce again in game five, mm-hmm. and Wu could come out of the pen at any moment. If you're a Blue Jay fan.
We keep hearing that Wu's coming back. If they can get him back for if they make the World Series.
He's game one starter if you make the World Series, I think.
Do you? I don't know.
I do. It's all hands on deck, man. Gilbert's got to get rest.
Yeah, he has to get
rest. And you're looking at home and away splits.
And you don't want to pen it.
Dan Wilson is playing the home wins, the home away splits. Kirby and Castillo pitch at home. They don't pitch on the road. That's that. And he's playing that.
Who's the home team? Is it AL or NL?
I think. Well, it's the better record, and I believe the Dodgers finished with a better record than the Mariners.
Let's see.
Because the Brewers are the one seed in the National League. I think it's National League guaranteed.
Yeah, Dodgers finished with 93 wins.
Yeah, so it's National League guaranteed. So you'll save Kirby and Castillo for games three and four, and maybe you throw Wu and Miller or Wu and Gilbert in one and two on the road in probably L.A., which is going to be super annoying.
It's tough.
503-864-6326.
I want to call this out. Sorry.
Sure, go for it.
Joel on the YouTube. Statistically, the home plate umpire missed 24 calls last night. It was the worst called MLB game in 3 years. So that is a.
I saw tons of highlights of him last night.
That's probably a big contribution to pitch counts going up, because if you're doing that, if it's 24, that means you're getting more than one batter.
I mean,
it's dragging out at bats.
The first at bat to Randy, there was an egregious call, egregious call strike. So that is tough. Scouting report is out on the Jays. They cannot hit sliders. The Mariners' swing and miss rate is the highest in the league. Mariners in a great spot.
Running again, do the Mariners have a litany of pitchers that throw sliders?
Yes.
I think all of their starters do.
Logan Gilbert's slider is nasty. And he was on 2 days rest.
Yeah.
And he got to him. Also, still, never forget, George Springer sucks. Hate you. We don't forget, bud.
It sucks because he's a nice guy, too.
I don't care. I don't care. That guy might need to go to Turkey and check some hair stuff. Did you see that last night? He'd be thinning.
It happens. It happens.
Never forget. See, I don't make fun of people for losing their hair because I'm somebody who lost their hair over a decade ago. Unless it's George Springer, never forget.
Mm.
Never forget. You got a tattoo in there? Oh, no, that was your teammate Altuve. Mm. Got it. Institutional control. No, that was your manager who got fired.
There you go.
So kudos to the Mariners. It's been absolute fun baseball, and I can't wait to watch the game tomorrow. Yoshinobu Yamamoto against Freddy Peralta on the mound tonight. I will be glued to that game as I finally get a break from football. Tonight, I'm a one-screen guy tonight. I'm just watching.
Look at you.
Oh, no. I'll have the laptop up and watch Blazers.
Yep.
Damn it. Mm-hmm. So close.
I think we do have some action tonight or something.
I'm out. Nope. Not doing it. Not doing I think give the brother a rest, okay?
I think Wednesday football
starts. Look, I'm new around here, all right?
Nope. Wednesday football starts next week.
Whew, thank God.
Well, that's there's something tonight, because I know we're in the midst of our 49 consecutive days.
Hold on. You know what? I do have
I think there's something tonight. USA
no,
also,
you're right. You're right.
USA also plays Australia tonight.
It is this week. It starts tonight. It's Liberty, New Mexico State, Arkansas State, South Alabama, and FIU, Western Kentucky. We do have Tuesday night action.
Well, none of these teams are from the MAC.
I know, but it's all MAC.
I'm not doing
USA,
it, man.
USA, Sunbolt.
It's the CSA and Sunbelt.
Yeah. I'm not doing it. Unless,
I like Sunbolt, though. Yeah, Sunbolt's right. Good.
I'm not doing it unless I can trade my leg day book report for one of these games. That's the only way I'm watching one of these games. All right. Well, good luck to you, Mariners. I'm rooting for you.
Yep.
I think you got this. Walk into the World Series. Oh, boy. If I had the money to be able to go to Seattle to go to a World Series game. If you can do it, guys, I did it in 16 in Cleveland. It's very expensive.
Yeah, Luke said he bought his, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. If you can do it, it's a lot of money.
If you're a Mariners fan, absolutely do it, because it may never happen again.
I know Schulte has.
Do it. Yeah. It's an experience you will never forget. There is nothing like a World Series game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.